Boost sales by engaging with users and their superiors. To boost your sales, don't just focus on the folks who already use your stuff, the BTL buyers. Aim your pitch at the big shots, the ATL buyers, who call the shots on what gets bought at the companies you're targeting. Chances are, your marketing team cooked up materials to woo those BTL buyers. They're all about showing off what your product can do, but guess what? The ATL buyers couldn't care less about that. They've got bigger fish to fry than how your product helps out the lower-level peeps in their company. They're not interested in your company's history or what it does. Sure, the BTL buyers might be into that stuff, but not the ATL buyers. So, if you want to seal the deal, forget the jargon and features. Speak their language and address their top priorities. That's how you'll catch their eye and clinch those sales. B2B salespeople need to step up their game if they want to improve operations, cut costs, and boost profits. But too many of them are clueless, asking all the wrong questions to important buyers. Instead of focusing on what the executive needs, they're all about themselves, asking stuff like, "What do you want to know about us?" or, "How can we make you approve our deal?" But let's get real here. Those big shot buyers don't care about your process or your worries. They just want to know if what you're selling can save them money and time and reduce their risks. It's time to ditch the sales pitch and get down to what matters. Utilize ATL and BTL strategies for sales outreach. The way sales are done can be split into two main types, BTL and ATL. BTL focuses on selling the benefits directly to the customer. Many B2B salespeople stick to this because it's what they know and what their bosses tell them to do. It's comfy because it's all about them. But here's the kicker. Big shot executives at the companies they're trying to sell prefer the ATL approach, which is more about the overall value proposition. So, if you want to nail those sales, you gotta play both games. Use BTL when talking to the lower-level folks who care about the nitty-gritty details. But when you're dealing with the big guns, hit them with ATL dash. Focus on the big-picture value. It's like playing chess on two levels, above and below the line. Master this B2B sales method, and you'll be closing deals left and right. Every value proposition should present clear benefits. That means providing users with the necessary features, excellent support, fair prices, easy deployment, and compatibility with their current systems. In the ATL value proposition, focus on fulfilling the firm's overall goals, increasing efficiency, reducing risk, delivering a positive return on investment, and gaining a competitive edge with additional brand value. When it comes to B2B sales, combining ATL and BTL approaches is crucial. Salespeople should guide rather than dictate and ask questions instead of giving orders. This approach effectively meets the needs of buyers at both levels. Provide value propositions, not just features, for users and decision makers. Businesses that purchase products and services from other businesses care about two main things. BTL buyers want to improve their current situation, while ATL buyers want to reduce the risks for their company, make more money, and save time. Both of these outcomes are important. In the past, most B2B salespeople focused on what's known as BTL outcomes. But now, they also need to pay attention to ATL outcomes, the big concerns of higher-up decision-makers. B2B salespeople must prioritize how executives react and adjust their sales approach accordingly. By using both value propositions, salespeople can have a stronger toolkit to win over clients. Speak in the language of ATL executives to sell effectively in B2B. Many B2B salespeople struggle to understand the everyday language used by big corporate buyers. This makes it hard for them to create and sell ideas that catch the attention of top bosses. To fix this, learn these five words and what they mean in the business world. 1. Measure of profitability relative to investment, ROI. Executives want to boost their company's income and cut down on costs. Remember, if you can prove to ATL buyers that investing in your products or services will give them returns of double or triple what they paid, you'll sell a lot more at the prices you set. 2. Risk. This is about whether buyers in ATL above the line, firms, might lose something valuable compared to what they might gain. Ask ATL buyers if they'd be interested in something that could lower their risks, they'll probably say yes. Then, explain how our goods or services can reduce their risks. 3. Maximize advantage or influence effectively. B2B. Salespeople must use their solutions to solve problems that could stop their big business customers from buying. 4. Brand. Our products are the secret sauce that elevates your brand, standing out with quality, innovation, and trust. They're not just functional, they're statement makers, adding that extra flavor to leave a lasting impression. 5. Time in the business world. Time is money. Companies pay extra to save time. Ask your ATL buyers about time value issues that may affect their firms. Accelerate sales and increase prices with a 5-stage strategy. Most B2B sales training mainly focuses on BTL buyers. That's where most salespeople put their effort. So, experienced B2B sellers are already pros at dealing with BTL buyers. But what about ATL buyers? They're a different breed. If you're not familiar with them, here's a breakdown of how to sell to them professionally in 5 stages. 1. Adjust message for ATL buyers based on their job roles during initiation. When B2B salespeople plan their sales activities, they look for potential customers who are likely to buy what they're selling. This process should apply to all kinds of customers, whether they're BTL or ATL buyers. To catch the interest of BTL buyers, talk about the features and benefits of your products and services. This will grab their attention and get you noticed by them. When it comes to reaching high-level ATL buyers, use a technique called trumpeting. Before meeting with a BTL prospect, send an email to a targeted ATL buyer in their company. Let them know you're meeting with someone in their firm and offer to share more information if the potential sale could address important financial or business issues. When gearing up to meet with top-level executives like CFOs or operations leaders, tailoring your approach is crucial. Research thoroughly to understand their role and priorities, enabling you to craft a pitch that resonates with their specific needs. Keep your pitch brief and focused, emphasizing the key benefits of your product or service. Highlight the value it brings, whether in saving time and money or streamlining processes. Afterward, ensure to follow up, demonstrating your commitment and willingness to assist further. These steps will help you effectively engage busy ATL buyers and leave a memorable impression. 2. Address unique education needs of BTL and ATL buyers effectively. When pitching to businesses, remember there are two types of buyers, BTL and ATL. BTL buyers care about product performance, while ATL buyers focus on profitability, risk reduction, and efficiency. This difference creates a split early on, requiring separate follow-ups. To sell to ATL buyers effectively, follow these steps: understand their needs, communicate, highlight benefits, provide evidence, and build trust. This approach increases your chances of success. 3. Confirm buyer satisfaction with the product meeting expectations. In B2B sales, the goal is to show that what you're selling can do what you say it can, and meet the needs of both the detailed and big-picture buyers. To move forward in this sales process, you've got to prove to buyers that your product or service is worth it. One way to do this is by demonstrating how it works to the folks who care about the nitty-gritty details, or BTL buyers. At every step, your offering has to pass the checklist of specific requirements from the BTL buyers, while also addressing the bigger concerns of the ATL buyers. 4. Create your sales proposal as your first negotiation bid. Offering multiple options to buyers is a savvy move in business. It not only appeals to their desire for choice, but also taps into psychology, making them feel more in control and thus more inclined to agree with your terms. Instead of bombarding buyers with too many options, stick to the magic number 3. For example, offering small, medium, and large sizes tends to work wonders. This way, buyers can reject 2 options if they wish, still feeling empowered, while you secure a win with the 3rd. By providing 3 options in negotiations, you strike a balance between giving buyers choices and guiding them toward a decision. It's a win-win situation that keeps everyone happy and engaged. 5. Shift ATL buyers from fear of change to anticipation of a positive future. At this stage, when business-to-business salespeople and buyers are discussing the sales terms, you've already put in a lot of time and effort and achieved quite a bit. You're not at the finish line yet, but you should be pretty much in control of the whole sales process by now. It might help to mention a customer-facing deadline that will push buyers to make a decision. These deadlines could be tied to the start of a project or other important dates for the company. You could also remind them of any previous commitments they made to you. These deadlines can create urgency and prompt action from the buyers. Do not introduce a sales-facing deadline, such as an end-of-the-month deal or a this-week-only special. Instead, if customers hesitate, ease their worries about making a quick decision. Encourage them to think about how they'll feel tomorrow when your product is working well for them. You want them to say they'll feel great. Streamline B2B sales for better results. Hey there, let's talk about making B2B sales smoother. We're focusing on ATL buyers here, those big picture thinkers who like to plan for the future. We're going to use a strategy called Next to help them see the bright side and move away from any worries about change. This tactic won't work for BTL buyers, though, as they have a different mindset. So, imagine a future where your client's company has already bought your product and is reaping its benefits. We want ATL buyers to envision how great it'll be to operate in that positive state. This shift in focus helps them feel more comfortable with the decision, secure buyer decisions, and avoid asking for orders. Instead of pushing people to buy, aim for a series of good decisions. Forget about pressuring customers to make a purchase. They don't like that. You're more likely to get them to buy if they feel like they own the solutions you offer. Closing a deal and asking for a final decision are quite different. A closer might simply ask if the buyer plans to make a purchase. But a salesperson who's focused on sealing the deal might say something like, "So Bob, when we're done here, you should be all set to decide by tomorrow, right?" To get the decision you want from your buyers, remember that big decisions are made up of many smaller choices. Aim to get approval on all the little decisions that pop up at different points during the five-stage sales process. That way, you'll eventually get the big decision you're after, the green light for a big purchase of what you're offering. Key points: 1. Adapt sales strategies for both ATL and BTL buyers' needs. 2. Emphasize benefits to secure buyer decisions effectively. 3. Tailor value propositions for ATL executives and BTL users. 4. Implement a 5-stage strategy to engage and persuade ATL buyers. 5. Guide buyers through the decision-making process without pressure. 6. Envision a positive future for ATL buyers to ease concerns. 7. Prioritize trust building and understanding buyer priorities.